Love isn't just a pleasant emotion, it's our fundamental survival code. For centuries, we've misunderstood romantic love as mysterious, fleeting, or merely biological. But groundbreaking research now reveals what both science and spiritual wisdom have been telling us all along. We are literally wired for emotional connection. In our increasingly isolated modern world, where we've replaced village communities with nuclear families, we now ask our partners to fulfill emotional needs that once came from extended networks of support. This fundamental shift explains why relationships today carry such enormous weight, and why understanding the science of attachment has become essential for our well-being. When we recognize love as our basic survival strategy rather than a luxury, everything about our relationships transforms. The way we connect with our partners doesn't just determine our happiness, it shapes our physical health, mental resilience, and even our spiritual lives. We're biologically programmed to seek closeness with others. It's our fundamental nowture, not weakness. John Bowlby's attachment theory challenged the belief that emotional independence was healthy. He and Mary Ainsworth demonstrated how children respond differently to separation based on maternal responsiveness, while Harry Harlow's experiments proved we wither without emotional connection, even when physical needs are met. Research confirms we never outgrow our need for secure attachment, someone who responds to our emotional signals and makes us feel valued. The evidence is compelling. Loneliness doubles heart attack risk. Unhappy marriages increase blood pressure and stress hormones, while hostile interactions impair immunity. Conversely, holding a loving partner's hand reduces brain stress and pain perception. Loved ones become hidden regulators of our bodily processes. These findings align with ancient wisdom. The Hebrew word for love in Scripture is silent, just the sound of breathing, describing the intimate, face-to-face connection we're designed for with partners in God. Emotional dependence isn't weakness, but our greatest strength. Ever wonder why small disagreements with your partner explode into major conflicts? When our emotional connection feels threatened, our brains register it as a survival emergency. That unanswered text or dismissive tone triggers what neuroscientist Jacques Panksepp calls primal panic, the same alarm system activated by physical threats. This explains why we fall into predictable, destructive patterns when feeling disconnected. These dimming dialogues take three forms: find the bad guy, where partners attack each other, interpreting neutral actions as hostile; the protest polka, where one partner criticizes while the other withdraws; and freeze and flee, where both partners numb their needs, becoming emotional strangers. Consider Carol and Jim's fight about lateness that escalates to emotional availability issues. Or Eva and Chuck. She criticizes to protest disconnection while he retreats, creating a cycle where she feels abandoned and pushes harder, making him withdraw further. Standard advice like communicate better fails because it doesn't address underlying attachment fears. Understanding these patterns as attachment responses, not character flaws, is the first step toward breaking free. We all have exquisite sensitivities in relationships, moments when innocent comments trigger emotional tsunamis. These raw spots form when attachment needs have been repeatedly neglected, creating wounds that affect our current relationships. Raw spots reveal themselves through sudden emotional shifts and disproportionate reactions, like Pierre's explosion when Marla takes a phone call during their intimate time, or Linda's hurt when Jonathan withholds compliments, echoing her mother's criticism. When vulnerabilities collide between partners, they create powerful interactions. Jesse's trauma from controlling men meeting Mike's fear of abandonment created a perfect storm of reactivity. The process happens instantly. An attachment cue triggers our alarm system, our bodies respond physically, our minds interpret, and we react by moving toward, away from, or against our partner. Despite pressure to hide vulnerabilities, sharing raw spots is essential for secure connections. We fear appearing weak, yet concealing these sensitivities guarantees they'll control our relationships from the shadows. As executive David discovered, accepting these feelings as natural rather than flaws takes the bite out of them. Like balanced tango dancers, when grounded in emotional reality, we can truly move together. Emotional responsiveness distinguishes thriving relationships from failing ones. When partners miss reconnection attempts, like Tim focusing on practical contributions while Sarah feels emotionally abandoned, their connection deteriorates. The ARE formula addresses core attachment needs: accessibility, can I reach you? Responsiveness, can I rely on your response? And engagement, will you value me and stay close? Accessibility means remaining emotionally available despite discomfort. Responsiveness shows your partner's emotions matter. Engagement is that special attention reserved for your loved one. Consistent practice creates resonance, a sympathetic vibration allowing partners to synchronize emotionally. This connection works both emotionally and physiologically. Mirror neurons help us feel others' experiences, while responsive engagement triggers oxytocin, creating calm and bliss. When Tim shared his fear of disappointing Sarah and she learned to ask directly for reassurance, their relationship transformed. Emotional responsiveness appears across spiritual traditions, providing a powerful template for how attentive responses to emotional signals create the secure connection that sustains love. Relationship traumas occur when one partner feels deeply abandoned during vulnerability, derailing connection progress. These relationship injuries challenge our fundamental assumptions about safety in moments that matter most. These wounds devastate us by answering, "Are you there for me when I need you most?" Such tests typically occur during vulnerability, illness, childbirth, or loss. Wounding partners aren't usually malicious, but simply lack the skills to provide emotional presence during crisis. Forgiveness follows 6 steps. The hurt partner expresses their pain. The injuring partner listens without defensiveness. Couples share vulnerability. The injuring partner takes ownership with genuine remorse. A focused conversation addresses closure needs, and together they create a healing narrative. While injuries never completely disappear, they can transform into demonstrations of renewal. As one partner reflected, "The scar is still there, but it no longer hurts when I touch it. Now it reminds me of how we found each other again." When lovers establish a secure bond, their compassion extends beyond their relationship. Securely attached people show more empathy, generosity, and openness toward others. The safety of knowing someone has your back frees energy to care for the wider world. This ripple effect reaches families. Connected partners become more emotionally available parents, fostering resilience and emotional intelligence in their children. Conversely, stressed partners become harsher with children, creating cycles of insecurity. For people of faith, connection with God adds another dimension. Scripture portrays God as refuge, parent, friend, and lover, incorporating the same attachment elements as human relationships. Our longing for connection mirrors our spiritual yearning, while human bonds shape how we experience divine love. These connections flow bidirectionally. Secure attachment with loved ones open us to God's love, while divine connection enhances human relationships, creating a sacred circle, extending from intimate bonds to communities. We are created for connection. Our brains, bodies, and spirits thrive within secure, loving relationships.